14th parak of Kalim, first mission. Kol kli matches kamel shiurim shiuron. Every type of kli made out of different materials, the amount of a hole it has to it gets in order to render it tahar is different. So metal ones ad lika de la malis boy. If you have a bucket, as long as you can still draw water with it, that's good enough. Kumkin kidei leichambo. Kumkim is a metal, little water pot for heating water in it. So it has to have enough to heat up a decent amount of water. Yeah. And megen kabel slime. Megel is a larger kli which is made for heating up water. It has to, as long as you can still put these coins that are called slime inside of it, then it is it's still mekabel tum. A lefis is a pot, the kabel kitoinus, to put inside of it some other smaller kalim. As long as it can still hold these smaller kalim, it's kabel tumah. Kitoinus, the smaller kalim kedei lekabel prutas, as long as it can still mekabel prutas enough. Midas yain b'yain, midas shemen b'shemen. A measure for wine or for oil, as long as it could still hold wine or oil for the oil one, mekabel tum. If not, not. Rabbelezer kulam beprutos. There's all these different kelim. As long as you can fill it up with prutas, it's mekabel tum. If not, not. Rabbelkivayim mechusa chatifa tum mechusa letisha to. This is talking about a kli which is not finished, fully made. So if the only thing it's missing is chatifo, means putting on, like one shot is means putting on the cover. If you didn't seal it off, it's still, since the kli itself is finished, it's tummy. If mechutz al tisha, it's tar. If you have to shine it off, and you didn't shine off the metal, then it's tar. Because we learned before that kli matches, even though it could be used, but if it's not finished off, it's not mekabel tumah.